Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Hey, that's good. I have a guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd like to see 12 male strippers and tuck a buck in each and every one.
Tuck a buck. Oh, golly.
Oh, well.
Thank
just
you.
Just only in my fantasy. Though.
That's right. Thank you very much. And let's see, we got Oscar.
Well, I don't know what to make of that Donna woman. She's been into the, I don't know, she's been into something there. But my guilty pleasure, Don, is schizophrenia. It's been flaring up again, and it's disappointing to doctors, but I'm having some fun with it. I mean, sometimes these days I can go from thinking I'm assistant manager over there at the local Kmart to thinking I'm, you know, the wife of Saudi Arabia's defense minister, which is something, because one minute you can be heading overseas with your husband to some high-level diplomatic meetings, and the next running a Charmin on aisle three. What the hell's going on here? Is some guy calling in here? I'm trying to make a call. Some guy's calling in here. It's driving the fellas nuts here up at the bindle, which ain't no far leap for them. But I ain't no easy man to live with these days. Because I never was. Ask the wife. I mean, she'll tell you. That's what got me locked up to begin with. I mean, I just lost it one day, Don. Just absolutely lost it. I grabbed the wife. I took her out to Anoka. I strapped her to a cow. Just like that. No reason. No reason, no logic behind it. Just did it, drove home, and caught the last 15 minutes of happy days. Didn't think another thing of it. Of course, you know, I went back for her, you know, later, that same year. Of course, by then the cow had been butchered. You know, it was butchered, clean, shelved at the grocery store. But there she still was, tied to it, you know. No worse for the wear, really. Just happy to be alive, happy to see me, willing to forgive and forget, you know, let bygones be bygones. But, you know, she did feel that for my own good, I should be locked up for the rest of my life, which is fine. I understand. No hard feelings, honey, you know. Sorry about the cow thing. you know, from now, maybe you'll laugh about it. And it was kind of funny. I mean, that mean old heifer charging across the field in circles there, you tied snug as can be to his rear end. Well, I had to laugh. And I said, honey, I had absolutely no idea those big animals could have such horrendous cases of diarrhea. I mean, I was unexpected.
The Phantom Caller strikes again as only he can. Hello, Todd.
Hi.
Yes, sir.